Are you a leadership junkie? I mean that in a good way, of course. Personally, I don't consider myself a leadership junkie, despite all the leadership books in my personal library. But I certainly have friends who qualify. My longtime friend and gifted leader, David Gray, is a true leadership junkie. But the thing I like about people like David is that they don't chase the latest leadership craze. So many leadership junkies have shiny object syndrome, but not David. If I were to press him, he could probably whittle his entire leadership philosophy down to just a handful of core principles that he tries to live by. And no matter what new teaching he consumes, he's good at keeping it simple. I like simple. In fact, the older I get, the more I long for simple. Life's just so overly complicated these days. A number of months ago, I had a bit of an observational aha, and I whipped out my phone and jotted down the following simple Q&A concerning leadership. What is it that really sets good leaders apart from everyone else? It seems to me that there are at least two very simple but critical components that much of what we call leadership is built on. Number one, good leaders get stuff done. And number two, they aren't jerks. So I've spent the past few months just chewing on that a little bit, doing a little research from both psychology and the Bible. Now, as for good leaders, quote, getting things done, there's a really practical personal productivity system developed by David Allen and a book of that same name published in 2001 that provides best-selling, world-class advice on getting stuff done. You can find plenty of info on that system with a quick Google search. The second, though, not being a jerk, well, that was surprisingly tougher to nail down. It seems most people don't really have an objective definition of a jerk. That said, most people also believe that they, quote, know one when they see one, end quote. So my question is, what really distinguishes someone as a jerk? I mean, what traits do jerks have in common that non-jerks don't have? Or, as one researcher I found asked, what's the essence of jerkdom? Now, I've tried to summarize what I was able to find in my favorite way of remembering stuff, an acronym, J-E-R-K-S. So J, jerks are often juvenile. Now, this is purely my best guess or opinion, but I think that maybe the number one reason we all think we can easily spot a jerk, that we know one when we see one, is because they're typically emotionally, psychologically, relationally, maybe even intellectually childish. They often can be seen behaving like spoiled brats. And we all know what those look like. They expect the whole world to cater to their every whim. Now, that can be especially frustrating in professional environments where you expect at least some demonstrable level of maturity. On the other hand, in the Apostle Paul's first letter to Timothy and in his letter to Titus, he described a good, non-jerk-like leader as both self-controlled, the Greek word is enkrates, meaning you're strong in a thing, you're mastering, curbing, restraining yourself, and respectable, meaning to be orderly and modest. So self-controlled and respectable are the very opposite of jerk-like, juvenile behaviors. E, jerks are often egotistical, meaning they're excessively conceited or self-absorbed, self-centered. In Titus, the Apostle Paul specifically said that good leaders aren't arrogant or egotistical. The Greek word he uses there is aphides, and it literally means to focus solely on one's own hedonistic goals. Jerks often act on this dangerous and widespread assumption that life requires cutthroat competition. And they are the most greedy for gain, regardless of who they have to hurt or cheat on the way. So they tend to run wild as they scramble to push themselves up some social, political, professional ladder while they push their rivals down. The implications are, sadly, exactly like they sound. Being a jerk does seem to correlate with professional success. Now, I've worked for a few certified egomaniacal jerks in my life, but there are costs for being a jerk in order to gain some so-called success. Plato famously argued in the Republic that an egotistical tyrant, however powerful, ultimately suffers in the end by corrupting his or her own soul. R. Jerks are often reactionary. Reacting viscerally, more times than not, will mean behaving in jerk-like ways. I remember one time I was at an event and another employee was a real jerk towards me in front of a crowd of people. Now that really made my blood boil. I wanted to respond in kind immediately, but thankfully my personality values quote-unquote appropriate over most other things, and being a jerk at that time seemed highly inappropriate. So I bit my tongue, and I decided to plan an appropriate time to be a super jerk back. Dumb, obviously. Thankfully, that also gave me time to cool off, to pray, and to try to understand instead of simply reacting viscerally, which honestly would have been disastrous for both of us. Now, I wish I could say I am always that thoughtful, but I'm not. Many times in my life, I have behaved like a reactionary jerk. That is the exact opposite of what Paul wrote to Timothy and Titus, telling them that leaders should not be hot-tempered. The Greek word he uses literally means soon angered. In today's language, we'd say a jerk is usually very easily triggered. K. Jerks are often combative. Yeah, I know it's spelled with a C, but there aren't any good K words to describe this. So fight me. I'm just kidding. Seriously though, jerks are more often than not aggressive, antagonistic, even belligerent people who are always willing to fight about something with practically anyone. This kind of jerk-like behavior is absolutely rampant on the internet. I'm constantly amazed by people who will try and pick fights with total strangers, all because of something the jerk didn't like or approve of at the moment. Dr. Robert Sutton, a psychology professor at Stanford University, says a jerk is, quote, someone who leaves us feeling demeaned, de-energized, disrespected, and/or oppressed, end quote. Of course, this type of behavior isn't new to this generation. Both 1 Timothy 3:3 and Titus 1:7 advise that leaders must not be prone to this kind of quarrelsome, bullying behavior. A good rule of thumb is this. If you want to be a good leader, don't pick fights, but especially with people you don't know over situations you really aren't involved in and or don't understand. S. Jerks are often stubborn. Now, having an opinion, even a strong opinion, isn't wrong or bad, but when that opinion is unreasonable, well, that's a different story. Certified jerks are often the epitome of obstinate. They form an opinion, usually very quickly, usually emotionally, and rarely ever based on facts or evidence, and then they stubbornly demand your agreement with their opinion. They are the exact opposite of what Paul called sensible in his letters to Timothy and Titus. The Greek word he uses is sophron, and it means someone whose opinion or passions are safe for others to be around. The stubbornness of jerks is not only unsafe, it's often downright hostile. Now, labeling someone as a certified jerk should not come easily for us. Just because someone acts like a jerk in a specific instance, it does not automatically make them a certified jerk. In social psychology, that's called a fundamental attribution error. And basically, it means an observer, or you or me maybe, underemphasizes situational and environmental explanations for the behavior of the person we're observing, the actor, while overemphasizing dispositional and or personality-based explanations. In other words, we have to learn how to make a distinction between temporary and certified jerks. Now, Interestingly enough, years of research has suggested that under the right circumstances, almost any of us is susceptible to acting like a jerk. This is especially true of people who assume positions of power. Study after study has found that giving people even a little bit of power over others can tempt them to abuse that power in jerk-like ways. So it isn't just a myth. Power can turn any of us into jerks, causing us to behave in ways that are juvenile, egotistical, reactionary, combative with a K, and stubborn. Now, I believe the cure for that is found in Paul's letters to Timothy and Titus. So good leaders, in addition to getting stuff done, they aren't juvenile. Instead, they're self-controlled and respectable. They aren't egotistical. Instead, they're humble. They aren't reactionary. Instead, they're cool-headed. They aren't combative. Instead, they're gentle. And they aren't stubborn. Instead, they're safe-minded, moderating their opinions and their passions. So, bottom line, get stuff done. And don't act like a jerk. That's as good a place to start as any on your daily leadership journey. Now, if you'd like to receive the full transcripts of this and every single episode for free, you can sign up today at ericwilbanks.com or shoot me an email to eric@ericwilbanks.com and I'll send you the transcript every time I release a new episode. I don't spam, and I will certainly never, ever share or sell your email address. Until next time, remember, a better mind always leads to a better life.